Turn the button on, Kev. There we go. All right. Now we're on. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag, coming to you from the Zeus Rentals Studios, 701-951-RENT or ZeusRentals.net. I was, sorry about the little gap there. I was up a little late last night.
Were you Wii Festing?
Wii Fest.
No.
It was a beautiful
Uncle
night.
Uncle Kev.
Oh, beautiful night. Yeah.
But it's a school night.
I know. I haven't gotten it through my head in all these years.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, I was good boy though. I was good.
Just
I
late.
Yep, it's just a late night, but it was great being with family. A bunch of my family and their friends came in from California the last couple of days.
Okay.
Hung out yesterday, and yeah, it was just a wonderful day. We're getting ready to fire up with Hardy as the headliner.
Oh,
tonight.
I love Hardy.
Oh yeah, waiting in the truck.
Yeah, can we play some of that? Hey, you know what? Why don't we play some WeFest music through the rest of the weekend here?
I'm good. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Great idea. Yeah, I'll give you a few of the little preview of some of the artists that are coming up today.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited. I don't know why I agreed to do it, but I'm excited. My original high school bandmate and I, my man Paul Braun, who we graduated, our first band was our high school band together.
The Garage Band.
I don't even remember the name of it. We did have a name.
Does anybody remember?
It was like Cosmic Moon or something. I forget what. But I've told the story before. We lost the homecoming talent contest,
mm-hmm.
But Paul and I are gonna be at the Ellingson tent. The Ellingson Drainage Crew invited us to Jeff Oden and the guys said Jeff had to play. They have like acoustic acts all afternoon and all night. Brianna Hebling is on tonight. Hebling. She's going to be the headliner tonight, but I said, geez, man, you're playing here all day. You don't get to have any fun. He's like, yeah, we got to get more people here next year. I said, well, what's the deal? He said, we just play between the main stage acts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 40, 45 minutes. I said, well, I'll do that. I do one. And I didn't think he was going to take me up on it. He's like, well, you would?
All right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, are you serious? Yeah. So I was talking to Paul about it. And I said, "Let's do one last run here. We're gonna play today and tomorrow, 5:15. If you're at the Wii Fest, come by the Ellingson tent.
How about old guys with guitars?
Yeah, well, no, he's a drummer. So
okay,
old guys that can still rock would be a good name, but it's a
that
little
hopefully
long.
Won't throw a hip
yeah.
out.
Yeah, hopefully won't hurt their neck.
Don't be headbanging.
Yeah, 6:14. Need to Know Morning Show, Thursday, 7 days into August, 8/7/25. Here's what you need to know. We got Bridget Riedel coming up after 7. It's Thursday, so we'll talk to Steve Carney just after 8 o'clock. And we're going to catch up with a new sponsor friend. Quick, give a quick shout-out. The S word will be spoken. I'm going to warn you now, and it's not the bad word. It's the four-letter word that ends in no. Starts with S,
mm-hmm.
ends in no. And they're a new... new sponsor of the show, and we're going to meet him a little bit.
Yeah, Snowbusters. But actually, he's got an engine repair shop.
Yeah.
So he repairs all kinds of engines and stuff. So it's not necessarily about the S word.
Yeah, his name is Nate Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll meet him coming up before. But Snowbusters is in the name.
So, yeah.
You know, I'm going with probably their main thing. But they're in Moorhead. We'll meet Nate just before 8 o'clock. Anything we ever need to know? What's on TiVo today?
Oh my God, I was so happy last night.
What?
Judge Jeanine was back. She was on with Laura Ingraham. I miss her so much on the Five.
I saw she got sworn in.
Yes, well,
yeah.
She totally rocked it, and I miss her so much. But she was talking about crimes and the problem is, you know, they keep telling us crimes down. Well, you know what? Kids under 18 are committing these crimes. And she wants the age of responsibility lower to 14 because kids under 18 know they're not even going to get their name printed anywhere.
Yep.
Their records expunged and all that stuff. And the older gang members know this and they have these kids commit all these crimes.
They use them. Yep,
yes,
exactly.
Yes. So she was on a hot roll last night on Laura Ingraham, and Laura's a lawyer too. So it was great. So we have that coming up right after 6:30 on TiVo. I miss the judge.
I do too.
And then Dean Cain was on with Jesse Waters. talking about working for ICE. So we've got his story and why he decided to work for ICE and all that kind of fun stuff. So it's going to be a good day for TiVo. Nothing too heavy, but Judge is right on this. They need to lower the age of responsibility to 14.
That's been a long time.
I know. They just send these kids off to camp and hope they're rehab. Yep. But you know what? They need to face the consequences.
Oh no! They are gangbangers in the making.
They certainly are.
They're being groomed. Gangs do the same thing when they want to acquire firearms legally. They have members of the gang that are citizens that work that have good documentation that can buy firearms, and they send them in to legally buy the firearms.
Yeah,
and then they do
Janine was saying, though, in D.C., she's like, all these gang members, they have guns, and they're not registered. They're just guns off the street with the numbers crossed off of them, filed off.
They were registered somewhere, like I'm saying, like some plant, whatever the word would be, some surrogate for the gangs goes in and buys a weapon. And then they file the serial numbers off it. They can't trace it back to who bought it. So it doesn't matter. As long as the paperwork is good for the buyer, gangs use those kind of people as surrogates to get armed up. That's been going on for years. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. First TiVo cuts will roll just after 6:30. Do you think Dean Cain is more of like a ambassador type, or is he going to actually?
I think he definitely is an ambassador, of course, but I think he's going to get his hands dirty. I think he wants to see some action. He is a police officer. I don't know if you knew that, but he is a police officer, so he's got some experience.
I think I did know that. He's like Ted Nugent. Nugent is a deputy sheriff. Honorary thing. Yeah, that's awesome. The more the merrier. What I love is the numbers. Well, they needed 10,000. They've got 80,000 applications or something. How about that?
Yeah, it's they're doing great things.
Boom. You want to reach out 701-271-1100 is a Consolidated Communications studio line. You can hit us on the text line 701-237-1590. Email is studio@flagfamily.com, and then there's a voicemail line 855-200-1776. This is funny. Early morning text. Hey, Kevin and Alex, my wife was asking me what the problem with some jeans ad was this morning, referring to the American Eagle ad, that all the liberals are having so many difficulties with. She could not figure out where the problem was, stating that she saw the ad and thought it was okay. She then asked the rhetorical question to liberals everywhere. What is your normal phobic? gave me a great laugh this morning. My new word for the day is normal phobic.
They're afraid
of things that are normal.
It was okay when Beyonce posed for him, but not this new gal because she's blonde. It's like, whatever. Yeah.
The whole thing is ridiculous. And to hear the race baiters talk about it is just showing more of their loser hand. Every time they do it, it's just unbelievable. Let's see here. Good meme. Text 701-237-1590. Dino had a little medical thing. He's had issues with swallowing. He had a little procedure yesterday, and it went okay, but he had a little complication, so he had to go back, and he was basically up all night. So,
he's
doing good, though.
And I believe he's planning on being in this afternoon, so hopefully. But if not, we all got you covered anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got a rough couple of days the way it looks. Going to be 90 today and tomorrow, 40% chance of rain. But we've got weather moving in through the overnight hours later in the night once it's dark. Could be some severe storms. So we will definitely keep you posted on that Thursday into Friday. So far, Saturday's dry and 83. Sunday's dry and 81. But we're at 70 right now, and we'll keep an eye on things for you. So we'll see what happens here. Batten down the hatches. Hook up the grill. You don't want that floating around.
There's now a flood warning now until Sunday at 10 a.m. Cass and Clay County. They extended the Clay County one until Wednesday now at 5:30. So, and these are some
yeah,
of these
if you're living
are
by a river
until Tuesday. Some of these counties, yeah. So this is a churner. This is a weather maker coming up. We're gonna have to see how this all plays out. But the heat is still gonna hang out. Yesterday was beautiful.
Now, were they talking about this at WeFest at all? Do they have plans in place for anything?
Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah, well,
since you were there yesterday,
the plan is the show must go on, so the show goes on until it doesn't. They've got three on-staff meteorologists that are provided by the National Weather Service. They also have a weather station there, so they'll be watching it. Then they'll be way ahead of the
storms.
Ahead, I mean, yeah,
a couple of hours maybe.
But that'll see if they, some. I guess we've said before, sometimes they'll abbreviate the shows
yeah.
or move the headliner back to try and get
sometimes
it in.
These storms, though, they switch paths, too. So, you know, you got to keep an eye on it because things change quickly
yeah,
in the weather.
So, and everybody's got the app, you know, and if you don't have our app or go to the weather page at our website, there's a great live radar link that you can watch the radar as it builds. Tonight and tomorrow night as we get into this. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. Just be aware of this. Keep it on. Dean will be in later today, and then he and the weather team are just on it all week. And so, I don't know. Keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully it doesn't materialize as bad as they think it's going to. I don't know. We'll see. So I got a call yesterday from Hot Tub Vinny. Hot Tub Vinny is down at he's never been to – and, you know, Alex, you know, Hot Tub Vinny, I don't know if anybody bleeds purple maybe more than I do. Vince Webker is arguably the greatest, most passionate, biggest Viking fan I've ever met. He is. I mean, everything he's got is Viking. He's just it would come either Sioux hockey or Minnesota Vikings. And he calls yesterday. I missed his call actually, so I called him back, and I said, "What's up?" And he says, "Brother, this is the most beautiful." It was like he was standing in the Taj Mahal, or he had gotten to the gates of heaven. So this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And he was, of course, at the TCO Performance
Center.
All the
pretty colors.
With the Minnesota Viking training camp going on. And it was funny hearing him because you could hear it in his voice. But he was genuinely like, that was one of the most awesome places he's ever been. If you haven't been, if you're a Viking fan and you haven't been, the training camp going another week, I think. Well, Big Game James is on the way in here. We can ask him. It's an absolute must-do. It's not like back in the day you'd go to Mankato for training camp, and it was just kind of put together. It wasn't about the fans at all. And then you had Winter Park where they were in Bloomington for a bunch of years. Same thing. You really couldn't see anything. Now it's all wide open. There's stadium seating all around the place. There's like three different fields. There's tours and food and gift shops, and it's epic. So just saying, if you're a Viking fan, you might want to go. Let's see. Oh, we got another. By the way, thanks for all the links and memes that you send, and the images and screenshots. I always say thanks, but I don't want that to go on, you know, unnoticed, because it's a lot of great, valuable information. There's a screenshot here of Tom Holman, Alex, and it says here, why isn't this coming up? Where'd the Tom Holman one go? We just had a good one with Tom Holman there. Oh, it's a Sydney Sweeney one.
Okay.
It shows some large people modeling, mm-hmm. including a large man modeling jeans in 2023.
Yeah, that was a real thing, yep.
Yeah, that was a real thing. Like a guy wearing a man bra with mm-hmm. jeans on, and then it shows Sydney Sweeney 2025, and it says, "The world is healing."
Yeah,
there you go.
Definitely time to smarten up and get over the woke stuff.
What is going on?
Well, and did you see her? She was at the gun range.
Whew. Oh, yeah.
She was nailing everything.
She's
man.
Awesome. I just don't get any of it. It's all nonsense. Well, besides our buddy Hot Tub Vinny being, floating in the clouds of heaven at TCO Performance Center watching the Vikings at training camp, Big Game James has a few updates here. Saw the, heard the top of the hour, the Red Sox winning streak got snapped Yeah. I don't think the Twins have any threat of beating the Red Sox anywhere in the postseason.
You never know. The Red Sox announced yesterday their star prospect, who's been up in the big leagues for about 3 months now, Roman Anthony. They just signed him to an 8-year, $130 million extension. He's played like 75 big league games. So good for him. He's a guy that they're expecting big things out of over the next decade or so, and he's been rewarded early on in his career. They're trying to do the bargain buy, basically, for a guy before he gets super big and you got to pay $300-400 million for him. But hey, the Minnesota St. Paul Saints, better known as the Twins, they defeated the Detroit Tigers again yesterday afternoon. They took 2 out of 3 in this series in Detroit. 9-4, they get the win. Of the four guys pitching, two of which you probably don't know because they weren't on the roster. They weren't even in the organization last week. And then the third one was in AAA. So Thomas Hatch got the win, 4 1/3 shutout innings in relief. Luke Kuechel, his second game back from that injury we talked about yesterday, he drove in another 3 runs in that victory. Just incredible from his aspect.
Yeah.
Alan Roden, Brooks Lee, Austin Martin, all three hitting solo home runs. The Twins are off today. They're going to head back home to Target Field. They're going to have a weekend series against another division rival, this time the Kansas City Royals.
Nice.
First pitch Friday night at 7:10. And one of the names that you recognize, Joe Ryan, he'll be on the mound for the Twins tomorrow evening.
There you go. I know that name.
Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks up at Newman Outdoor Field last night. It was a traditional 7-inning doubleheader against the Lincoln Salt Dogs. It was exciting for those in attendance. They got a walk-off RBI double by Nick Northcutt to win 8-7 in game number one. 30 minutes later, game two has their first pitch. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, you had a local product in Michael Hallquist, who ended up hitting a solo home run in that bottom of the sixth to take a 3-2 lead. And the Redhawks get a win. They sweep that doubleheader. They're trying to sweep the entire series tonight beginning at 7:02, of course, barring the weather holding out for us, hopefully at Newman Outdoor Field. PGA Tour is heading to Memphis, Tennessee this weekend for the St. Jude Championship. Golfers begin teeing off in about 50 or so minutes from now. Tom Hoagie tees off in about an hour and a half at 8 a.m. He's grouped up with Matt Fitzpatrick this morning, and that grouping... Tom just trying to make the cut again this weekend. He's had a tough, probably the month the end of June. You know, really after Memorial Day, for whatever reason, a couple weeks off, going over to Europe, things have just been a little bit off for him, and hopefully he's able to regroup and make the cut and have a really good weekend, something that we're really accustomed to seeing at the beginning of the season. Hopefully it comes back here as we approach.
He said a couple of no cuts. He didn't make the cut on a couple of them.
Yeah. Missed it at the 3M Open. I forget if there was 2 or 3 weeks that they were in Europe. And, just hopefully getting back on track. And then, of course, we have the Vikings. Their first preseason game is Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you can't make it in person, NFL Network. So they're against the Houston Texans at U.S. Bank Stadium. You're going to have J.J. McCarthy out there. Coach O'Connell is talking about their culture, and we're going to see a lot of great things, hopefully, on Saturday as we just get into the swing of things with the NFL season. And we're officially 3 weeks away today from Dragon Football here on the flag, the season opener on the 28th against Northern Michigan on the road.
Let's go. At
Pebble Lake Golf Club, you play amongst mature trees, rolling hills, unique bunkers with a little water along the way. Book your tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
There you go, 6:30 business report. We'll get some headlines and roll our first round of TiVo coming up. There you go.
Loving it.
Hardy. He's going to be main stage tonight, the headliner at the Wee Fest.
Oh, awesome.
I love this song.
He's good. He's got some good stuff.
Yeah, wait in the truck. Okay. Yep. He's tonight, and then tomorrow, John Party, and then Cody Johnson on Saturday. We're just all praying for good weather for whatever we got going on this weekend.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it's going to be too great a weather, though. There will be storms at some point. We're at 70 right now, and we're going up to 90 today and tomorrow. And there's a possibility of severe storms later on as it gets dark and all that wind, rain, you know the drill.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's tonight and tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday are looking dry, though. Saturday, 83 for the high. Sunday, 81. Back to work Monday, 81 as well. So we'll see. Dean, hopefully, will have some good news on this, but he's watching things close, even though he's not in today.
I just can't believe we're a week into August already. Blink, and it, poof, it goes right by. But second favorite season, fall's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. We won't talk about anything past that.
This has been the worst summer, though. It really
has.
It's
really been bad.
Just mad about the whole thing. I think
weather and smoke and timing. And
yeah, I think we've only been in the pool, you know, like four times. It's been that bad.
Hey,
you know what I saw in the news last night?
Yeah.
It was the smoke from Canada. It's like inhaling a half a pack of cigarettes every day that you're out in that stuff. They finally did a report on it. So they're saying it's worse than cigarette smoke.
Yeah, it's awful. And my eyes still, even we were out on Lake Sally for a while yesterday, in the afternoon, probably 2-3 hours. And you could just, you can't see it as bad. It doesn't seem as bad, but it's still there. Definitely still there. Weather brought to you by Labor Masters, labormasters.net. They are on the job right now, 24/7. Get your work in any, whatever. They're not on the job 24/7, but they can get you work 24/7. If you want to work a third shift part-time, just something to help, make a little extra cash for winter vacation, whatever. Looking for a full-time gig, they got you. You're looking for workers, they've got you. Labormasters.net, labormasters.net. Also brought to you by the team, we just love them, StyleSafe, Bath and Shower. They are the A-team to do that stuff. That's another thing I would say, there's a lot of things you can do, do yourself. Plumbing, things like this, when you want to, increase mobility for mom or dad or yourself, whatever, you want to make sure it's done right so it doesn't break. Things don't, you're counting on those to stay, be solidly built. That's StyleSafe. Been doing it since 2010. Take great pride in it. Locally owned, veteran friendly. Work with the VBP all the time, a veterans benefits program, and all that with the disability and all of that. They do this bath and showers like nobody else, but also stair lifts. If you need a ramp at your house, the grab bars and showers and down hallways, railings, things like that, and more than that too. But check out the gallery at StyleSafeFargo.com. StyleSafe Fargo. Call Gina 701-356-5090. 701-356-5090. Tell them we said hello. Just a couple of texts and then TiVo time. Another thing about the jeans ad. I'm good on the comparisons and the hypocrisy of the old jeans ads and the new jeans ad. Some of these you wonder though, because they're showing some of these ridiculous ads that they've run over the last.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're not. I can't even describe this.
Well, Lizzo did like a fake ad. And you know what? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, so what? You can be white and skinny, black and fat, or white and fat.
Whatever.
I mean,
I don't care.
Whatever your body type is, they have the right to make an ad with whoever they want.
Yeah. So does anybody else.
Yeah. And
that's
nobody.
What you want to promote?
Nobody cares. Do what you want to do.
There's plus size stores and ads for big and tall. And,
And yes, there's a lot of beautiful, heavy women. I mean, so what?
Oh, so what? That's a good, let's get a t-shirt. So what?
So what?
That's good.
Yeah.
Another one. Kev, Alex, there are three useless things in this world. A dull knife, an unloaded gun, and liberals. I got to say, just to, your moderate, kind of middle of the road, liberal mindset person. I have a number. We have a number of them in our lives. We know who they are. Not a big problem there. Not a problem there. But these lunatics that rode off the ranch thinking that Leah Thomas should get the NCAA swimming title. The people that rode off the ranch thinking that life is going to be over in 12 years if we don't all drive electric cars. The people that drove off the ranch. You know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. Some liberal thinking. I don't go full on left on some topics, but I definitely steer towards the middle on a couple of things. But man, it's tough being a liberal lately. Got to do something about this.
There's not a lot of winning going on over there, is there?
Not a lot of winning.
No,
they're taking you off the cliff. You need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 701-237-1590 is the text number. Give us a text anytime. You can call anytime, 701-271-1100. It's Taylor's TiVo time.
Yes, here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Judge Jeanine returns to Fox on the Ingram angle as she wants to get tough on crime.
Fresh off her confirmation in the U.S. Senate, we're delighted to be joined by my dear friend, the new U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Can I still call you Judge?
You can call me whatever you want. Okay, Lori, you're my friend.
It's so great to see you here,
It's so great to be here. This is the first time I'm back on Fox, and I chose your show.
It's so exciting. Tell us what we can expect from your time as U.S. Attorney.
First of all, there was another homicide, so we're now at 99 homicides so far this year. There's no question that Washington, D.C. has an incredible number of homicides. You know, and you can say that violence and crime is down, but the truth is violence is more lethal than it's ever been. And when we say it's down from what?
Right, real high.
Okay, we've got carjackings that are up 111%. The problem in D.C., and President Trump, in his effort to make D.C. safe and beautiful, said to me, I want you to enforce the law to make sure that there's accountability. And I spoke to the president yesterday at length about what was going on here. I said, if you're 14, 15, 16 or 17 years old, you get coddled as you do in most American Democrat cities. So I can't charge these people. This young kid who worked at the White House was beaten to a pulp. He's got a broken nose. He's got a severe concussion. Mm-hmm. He's battered all over his head. Okay. By a gang of punks. 10 of them, I believe, 2 have been arrested, 2 15-year-olds. None of them come to my office, Laura, because they're not considered criminals. They go to family court where the effort is rehabilitation. The D.C. Council, and the president is right, they've got to stop their coddling. Number one, we've got to lower the age of responsibility to 14. I'm tired of having these kids commit crimes in their crews, not gangs in D.C. We've got an intern, you said it in your open. He's an intern from a college. He gets shot going out for McDonald's at 10:30 at night. This kid is trying to help his girlfriend or his friend to a car. He gets assaulted, and but for a cop going by, they would have, had they gotten him on the ground, they would have stomped him and finished him. He was able to stay standing. This has to end.
Yeah. I love it. You know what?
Yeah.
And this needs to end nationwide. There is no reason kids committing violent crimes like this should not be charged for it. You know, if it's a simple shoplifting or something, okay, no big deal. But these are violent crimes, and they're not going to learn by just getting a slap on the fingers. They need to know there's consequences.
What they're going to learn is there aren't consequences.
Exactly.
They've already learned it.
Yep.
They know that. They know that if they do that, I'm going to have to do some counseling and stuff. I'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll see you guys.
Pretty much.
We'll rob a grocery store or something.
That's how it works. Yep. Underage kids should not get by with crimes. It just teaches them to commit more crimes because, like you said, Kev, nothing's going to happen to them.
The council has this Youth Incarceration Act where we had a guy who shot a kid on a bus, not justified, with an illegal gun. You know what the sentence was? Probation. The judge said go to college. Okay.
Wow.
He took an illegal gun. He should be jailed for the illegal gun. Forget about the shooting. You put that on top of the gun. Then what we've got are kids who are out there who are making fun of all of this, doing carjackings, and I can't touch them because they want to protect them.
They know that, and that's why they travel
in
gangs.
They do know that.
And the older kids send out the younger kids to do the real dirty work because they know they're fine.
Exactly.
They absolutely understand. And youth violence is on the rise, not just in D.C., but across the country.
Yep.
And if you think that these kids need to be coddled and they need to be hugged, they need to have consequences. They need to understand that enough is enough, that we're going to put them in jail or some kind of youth rehabilitation detention facility and not allow the D.C. council, one of whom I just recently indicted, to take cover for these kids. It's time to end it. That's what the president wants. That's what we're going to do.
Well, look at what worked in New York City when Giuliani was mayor. He went after the small crimes, which led to reducing
quality
the big crimes. So the quality of
life.
People defecating in the streets, blocks from the Capitol, which I saw the other day. That was lovely. The tents on K Street, the tents under the tunnels over here.
It's
terrible. They cleared up some of those out in front of Union Station, but it's horrific. This is the nation's capital.
Exactly.
And all over the United States, we have a similar story told. St. Louis, we've still
Baltimore,
see blight
everywhere.
They want D.C. now to be Baltimore.
Well, here's the thing. D.C. is the nation's capital. People come here for pride and patriotism, not to get assaulted, carjacked, or shot, get caught in a crossfire like a young kid did last month.
You know,
how great is this?
I love her. But you know what? They need a daddy at home. They need a man, a strong man, to lead them down the right path. But if they don't have one, they need to suffer the consequences. They cannot keep getting by with this. They're not going to learn.
She's right about, they're right about D.C. D.C.
is
getting,
hellhole.
It was bad when we were there.
It was horrible. Homeless everywhere.
When I was there for the inauguration, they're under every overpass. They really like we saw a lot of them, and we were in DuPont Circle, remember? And they set the tarps up on the sidewalks over the top of the vents of the buildings. So the vents are, you know, you walk on a city sidewalk, there's vents, and that's where like the heat of the building, mm-hmm. that's the air exchange system for the, but there's wealth coming out of there.
And then
they live over the top of those vents.
And then we went to that mall, Kevin, and I went to the bathroom there, and there were homeless people living in that bathroom.
In the bathroom.
It was disgusting. There was only one or two stalls max that anyone could go into. It was so gross.
Welcome to Washington, D.C., your nation's capital. Enjoy your stay.
Ick.
Watch out where you step.
Please. The office, I guess, is really understaffed.
Judge, I've been hearing from my sources at the DOJ that there is a very, very big problem with staffing. Assistant Attorney Generals on down saying, we have great plans, we're doing great things, but we're down like two-thirds staff.
Yeah, I'm
What's
down
going on?
90 prosecutors.
Why is that happening?
60 investigators.
Why?
Because nobody cared. I'm telling you right now, nobody cared enough to make sure that office was running.
Wow.
I'm going to have that office running. If you want a job in the nation's capital, in the premier office, the largest U.S. Attorney's office, contact me.
USDOJ.gov. USDOJ. Okay, got it. You talking to the D.C. Attorney General, Brian Schwab?
Yeah, I talked to him. But I talked to the mayor more. I got to give the mayor credit. Mayor Bowser is working with us.
Like, and people say, well, she just has the Damocles sword of the federal takeover hanging over her head. But I disagree. She has a lot of common sense.
Yep.
I'm concerned about the Attorney General, given what I heard about, well, we want prevention. Yeah, well, I get it. Yeah, you do want to get to kids early, and there's nothing wrong with having programs. That's fine. But you cannot replace real accountability with midnight basketball again. That doesn't work.
If you tell me I can't prosecute a 17-year-old for carjacking, then you don't know what you're talking about. Because the truth is that if you don't give me that power and you want to send them to some arts and craft program, then you're out of your mind. This city will not come out of the dark if we don't make sure that we make these young kids accountable. That's where the problem is. It's youth crime on the rise.
Well, the youth who are being brought into this family court, if they're not released and they're kept in some type of facility, what happens when they're 21?
They get released automatically. And by the way,
they don't make it to 21.
I have all crimes across the board. I get illegal gun convictions. Some of the judges won't send them to jail.
So they're carrying guns that are not licensed.
Everybody's got a gun in this city and they're all illegal. You would think that every judge would say, lock him up. And that's my policy. You get arrested with an illegal gun, you're locked up. That's the end
of it. Well, if you're carrying a gun in federal property, that's an automatic 5 years. That's a felony for federal
property.
Yeah,
you give me a judge who gives him 5 years, and I'll buy you dinner. Can I do that?
I love that woman. She is. I hope she makes some changes with the whole judicial system. The judge here says she misses Fox.
Now, Judge, tell the difference between being a host on Fox and working in a government office. Having worked in government offices myself, tell me the experience. Explain.
First of all, I miss Fox. I love everybody. Government is hard. Government is all about accountability, responsibility. I work 12 hours at least every day. You're never not working. You have to pay for water. The government, they waste millions. I'm looking at contracts. I want to indict people for contracts that the U.S. government has given out voluntarily.
The worst waste of money. And then they get
you
on little things.
They don't care. And then they say to my prosecutors, the AUSAs, you got to join the water club for $7 a month to drink good water. I mean,
you can't get a glass of water in your office.
No, they have to pay for it. They have to join the water club. All right. It's ridiculous. My job I have great prosecutors in my office. I'm very proud of
them. And they want
to
make a difference, do they not?
They do.
Yeah.
I have national security prosecutors. I have civil prosecutors. We do everything from civil cases, terrorism, to local crime. It's a huge office.
But, Judge, you need 90 more prosecutors. Okay, this is
and
story.
And 60 investigators.
Okay, this is the story. I might have. No, I'm doing the show. But, yeah. I mean, it's but when people hear you talk with such passion, that gives them hope. Because I think a lot of people feel like this city was abandoned. And it's not Bowser, but it's everything that came before. And it took a long time to get into this shape.
Look, the D.C. Council has passed laws that are absurd. They've got some kind of, I think it's a Violence Interruption Act, where they put $20 million. They take murderers, convicted murderers, to go out into the community, pay them to interrupt violence. Okay, does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. What the D.C. Council has to do is change the law to protect the people of the district.
And the likelihood, 1 to 10, 10 being most likely, how likely is we're going to see a federal takeover of D.C.?
It's up to the president. I support him totally. If that's what we need to do to get it done, that's what he should do. And I support the president. He's the only one coming here saying, I want to make it safe and beautiful. I haven't heard anyone say that besides him. And he's got the wherewithal, the determination, the perseverance, and the power to do it.
Oh, Judge Jeanine. Man, who says Trump doesn't know how to hire?
The adults, is it me or are the adults back in charge?
I love her. She is so full of fire.
Yeah. Jimmy, you know, Fela has gotten to be pretty good friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking, when he was in Florida, I was talking to him about her. He's like, dude, she swears like you wouldn't
believe. I could tell. That must have been hard to hold her tongue there.
he said the F word is just part of her. What she says, she just. But I don't. Yeah, you could just hear if she starts.
She should
do a podcast. I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's awesome. All right, quick break. Need to know morning show 5 away from 7. Happy Thursday weekend, August. We'll give you the weather breakdown coming up on the flag. Coming up on 7 o'clock AM 1100. The flag FM 92.3. If you're hanging on the mobile app or live on the website, however you're hanging out, glad you're here. Kevin and Alex. Dino's got a little medical procedure yesterday, so he ended up being up pretty much all night because of it. So he's like, I'm taking the morning off.
But we got
us dialed in on this storm activity.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Storms could be severe tonight, tomorrow night. Could get a lot of wind and rain and hail and, you know, the whole deal. But hopefully Dean will be back in later on this afternoon or tomorrow for sure. He'll be here to tell us all about it and get the lay of the land a little better as it gets closer. 90 today and tomorrow as well. Saturday and Sunday are looking dry. 83 and 81. Back to work Monday. We'll be at 81 as well.
A little rain and a hot summer August night. Yeah.
Just been one of those
That's
summers.
How it rolls. A couple of things on the history lesson for the 7th of August today. It was 1882, the famous feud between the Hatfields and McCoys. The Hatfields of southern West Virginia, the McCoys of eastern Kentucky, this feud broke out, and it was all over real estate. Religion or real estate, that's why they fight. There you go. Babe Ruth set the record, 1929, for hitting a second Grand Slam home run in as many games. He had two Grand Slams in two games. The guy is just the SWAT master, the Babe. Happy birthday. If it's your birthday, you share it with Charlize Theron.
Oh, the lovely.
Oh, she has a big birthday today.
Big. Okay, that was my hint. It's got to be 50 because I don't think she's
50.
60 yet.
There you go. Maggie Wheeler. She's Janice from Friends. Remember Chandler's girlfriend?
Oh, with the voice?
Let's
go 52. She was on Everybody Loves Raymond, too.
Yep. 64 today.
Okay.
David Duchovny from one of my favorite shows, The X-Files.
56.
65.
Get out.
65. And Californication. If you haven't seen Californication, great series. And Wayne Knight.
Hello,
Newman. Big birthday. There's your hint.
60?
70.
Oh.
70.
Wayne Knight is 70?
70 years old.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great character. Newman.
It is the Need to Know Morning Show. The redneck woman herself, Gretchen Wilson's going to be out at the Wee Fest on Saturday. Yeah.
Wow, sir.
She's part of the Cody Johnson night on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm excited to see her again. It's 8:10, coming up on 11 after. Kevin and Alex, Need to Know Morning Show on the flag. Thanks for hanging out. We got Steve Carney on deck talking out. The bottom bouncers are cleaning it up right now. We'll get some details and some pro tips coming up here on the water with Steve Carney. Got to tell you, the weather's going to be a little hooey.
Yeah, well, hooey's kind of a nice word for it.
It is, yeah.
We're at 68, heading up to 90 today and tomorrow. We do have possibly severe storms coming in the area tonight and tomorrow night. Dean will be on top of that later, and he'll be checking things regular for us here as it gets closer to let us know what's going down. Saturday and Sunday are looking dry, 83 and 81. So that's what it's looking like. Fingers crossed that maybe we don't get too much of that icky weather, but we'll see.
Yeah, and the crew will absolutely keep an eye on it. So they're going to be all over it, watching it. The news department and Dean and the weather team, they're all over it. So if you've got the app, you can get updates there. That'd be the way to do it, because any weather notifications they send there, but you get them, and they're the best. This last, I was amazed, blown away by the coverage of that last one. The big one through Jamestown to Bemidji, all the tornadoes and stuff is unreal. Let's see here. Got to check in with Steve Carney. Hey, our chats with Carney are brought to you by the team at ATI Diesel. I don't know how to put it otherwise, is that it's in their blood, it's in their veins, it's in their DNA. Fargo Moorhead Premium Full Diesel Repair. I could go through all the accreditations, you know, things. They're elite members of the parts service for a network for Ford. They've got all the alphabet certifications, ASC and NAPA, Auto Value Certified. They're just experienced. And I would like to shout out their fleet service, their general maintenance and inspections that they do for your rig, and their custom stuff that they do. Lifts, running boards, bumpers, amazing. You don't want to ever have to worry about a deer on the highway again with your truck.
Yeah.
Look at some of the bumper, the front end options they put together at ATI. ATIFargo.com, ATIFargo.com. You got any questions, you want to call them, super easy. Dial them up. The number, you got a pen, 218-639-5071. 218-639-5071. Steve Carney, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good morning, you guys. It's finally kind of a normal morning. You know, it's really weird that the fishing has held up as well as it has with all these fronts that have been coming in and heavy rain and wind. And it's holding up okay, you know, in spite of this really weird weather we're having.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. Less smoke this weekend.
Well, yeah, that's good, the worst of it.
But
it's bottom bouncer time, man. This is August.
Shots?
And, you know,
are we doing shots?
Little...
That's what I thought a bottom bouncer was.
Well, actually, the bottom bouncer is a metal contraption developed in the Dakotas years ago. It's got a lead weight in the middle, and it's kind of a it's sort of a safety pin shape type of thing, and then you run a leader out from that with a spinner.
It looks like half a coat hanger, kind of. To me they look like
and they work, you know, really well. They, you know, go over the rocks and through the weeds very nice. But there's kind of, right now at this time of the year, there's two ways to do this, and I tie my own spinners because I don't like commercial spinners, because they use 20 pound test and heavy weights, and I want to tie my own, which I do. And I use these small, what's called smile blades. They're really tiny little blades that are almost like aluminum foil and very light. And I use 8 pound test, put a few beads on there, and now I've got a spinner bait that runs higher in the water column instead of low because of the heavy line and the heavy hardware on it. And it gives it more lift. And there's two ways to do it right now. You can go over the top of the weeds or on the edge of the weeds using a 16th ounce bullet weight, and just run a straight line with a spinner, and that is for more of the shallow 6 to 8, 10 feet of water. And then when you're in 15 feet to 20, 25, that's when the bottom bouncer comes in, and that drops straight down, and you fish it vertically right under the boat. And it triggers fish right now because there's so much food in the lakes. I mean, the perch hatches are incredible. The insect hatches are incredible. So you got to have something that's very aggressive, and these blades vibrate and pulsate, and it just triggers them to bite. And I use like a half a crawler, not a full crawler, just a one hook with a half a crawler, And if I'm running into panfish or perch that are, you know, destroying my crawler, I'll put a piece of plastic on it. You could take like a 6-inch worm you use for largemouth bass fishing, cut it in half, works just fine. And, you know, it depends lake to lake, but right now this spinner is what's happening, and it will be until we get into probably the middle of September.
I didn't know what a bottom bouncer was, and then I've inherited some fishing rigs from my brother-in-law, and three of his rods were rigged up with those. I was like, "What is this?" My father-in-law says, "Oh, those are the bottom. That's a bottom bouncer." Like, oh, now I'd seen them. I just really hadn't looked at how they work and how they're kind of a lead device for the. But I left them on there. I haven't fished with them yet, but now I know maybe how to use them. Thanks.
Yeah, and there's different sizes too. You know, if you're in that 15 foot, you want to use a 1 ounce, and if you're, you know, up in Devil's Lake doing 20, 25, 30 feet of water, then you want to go to a 2 ounce. So you want to make sure you don't have a bottom bouncer that's too heavy, you know, for the application that you're doing. But it's just basically you drop it below the boat, you hit the bottom, you reel up a little bit of line, and then you just start cruising. And that's the way we do it in the Dakotas and Minnesota at this time of the year, and super effective. And you can get hung up on colors of the blades and Colorado styles, and, you know, there's so many. But, you know, I just think go with the basics, and, you know, color is not a factor because it's moving fast, it's vibrating. You know, they don't really have time to check out the color. Yeah. They're just hitting the impulse, you know what I mean?
Sorry, Phil. I'm not eating purple bait today. No, not doing it. You know, I lost my train of thought. Anything else that you want to get out there? Any other tips before we get into the weekend? Oh, this weather, these nighttime storms. That's what I was going to ask you. This weekend, we're looking at great. I mean, 90 today, and then this crap coming tonight. Probably a good day tomorrow. Hit it in the morning tomorrow night. What does that affect the storms on the nighttime coming through, the morning bite at all, or how do you play that?
Oh, absolutely. Any type of, you know, disruption in the atmosphere affects the fishing. And, you know, if we get severe storms, those fish will shut down for 24 or 36 hours. That's pretty standard. You really don't want to see that intense stuff come through. And, you know, Lakes Country got 2.5 inches of rain the other day, and now we're supposed to get more, and the lake levels are finally going up, but it's, you know, very disruptive for these fishing patterns. But I do want to change gears really quick and say I've been out scouting a lot of my duck areas in Lakes Country, and you should see the wild rice. Oh, my goodness. I have never seen so much wild rice ever.
Mm. Really?
And you know what that means.
That's
you know
good.
What that
yeah.
means?
What's it mean? I don't know.
Lots of ducks.
Ah.
I saw many, many broods of mallards with 6 or 8 ducklings, you know, working their way through the stands of wild rice on almost every lake I've been on. And, you know, our duck population, that's a whole different ball game to talk about that. We'll save that for another time. But it's just, I've just never seen wild rice like this. A lot of the rivers are so choked you can't even see water. So that's a good thing. And I think it'll hold birds in the area. It'll hold the locals, and it'll also, you know, attract some migrants. So I'm really kind of pumped up about that because, you know, I don't even know if it's because of the low water we had or if it's the high water we got now or what the reason is, but I'm a happy camper when I see that. I like that a lot.
I was just going to say, are you getting the little tinglies for the thinking about the bow opener and getting ready for fall and bonfires and hunting? And I would imagine the answer is yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is a tough time of year. You know, fishing is starting to, you know, get a little bit tough as you slide into August, September, and then you start looking at the dove opener in 4 weeks and, you know, all these other early seasons. I mean, that's not that far away. And, I'm about as pumped as you can get. Ready to go, man.
Man, that's exciting. Hang on. Yeah, just a second. We got a question here for you, Steve-O. Who's this?
Sure.
Hi, what's your name?
David.
David, you're on with Steve Kearney. Go ahead.
Yeah. Say, Steve, how fast are you pulling the bouncers, for one thing? And the other question I have real quick is, would you happen to know if there is a difference between speed over ground and your basic old-fashioned speed wheel?
Oh, boy. You got me on that one. I'm not sure. I look on my GPS when I'm pulling those bottom bouncers, and a lot of it depends on the conditions. I'm usually about a 1.1 normally, and if I'm, you know, back trolling and bucking a wind, I might have to kick it up to 1.5. But it's better to go just fast enough where that blade is turning, but not going too fast. Just about 1.1 is probably the best way to describe the speed, because you know, you don't want it too fast, you don't want it too slow, but 1.1 is just about right.
Okay, well, that explains why you want to use the smiley blades then.
I like them because they're so light, and they, you know, they lift, and they're so simple when you look at it. It looks like a piece of, you know, tin foil, and, you know, it looks kind of cheap, but they work really well, and they're very light, very durable, and you don't need a clevis. You don't need, you know, as many beads. It's just more of a simplification, and that's also a South Dakota and North Dakota invention, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never used the smiley blades, but I've heard that it takes less to turn them. But I am curious about if you know if there's a difference between speed over ground versus the old-fashioned speed wheel on sonar.
What's a speed wheel? Oh, on sonar. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't look at it quite, you know, that intently. I'm just looking at my chart plotter and looking at what my speed is, and, you know, I don't, you know, pay much attention to, you know, other than that, I guess. So, but again, I'm old school. I'm not very technical anyway.
It's like talking to a couple of pilots,
Alex.
I
just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
No, good question. You bet. Go get them.
Yeah,
Stephen, we
got to
leave it there. You bet. Thanks. And anytime you got questions, get them in here before we're on, and love to hang out. Whatever you got, whatever you want to ask.
All right, David, thanks for the call. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks,
right, buddy.
Steve. Have a great weekend.
Be safe out there. Steve Carney. Steve Carney with a C. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. You want to book a trip? He's booking trips into fall now. So love to get you out there and do some catching. All right, we got some text to catch up on, and we will wrap this thing up next. Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. Welcome back. Need to Know Morning Show. Probably haven't heard about this artist much. Her name is Ashley McBride.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
She is awesome. And she is a fighter, man. She has played every backroom bar off Broadway, writing songs for a career that's been 20 years, probably. Yeah,
she's got some duets too with other gals, and she's pretty good.
She's part of the lineup today. She's one of the ones I've never seen her. She's one of the ones at the Wee Fest.
You're gonna like her, yeah.
Coming up today, so we're hoping for the weather to hold off. Dino's off this morning, but he's given us the info that we're gonna get the rain at night.
Right, storms overnight, possibly severe, are his exact words on that. We're at 68 right now. Heading up to 90 today and tomorrow. We've got storms coming in tomorrow, too. But Dean will narrow that down a little more for us later, so stay tuned. Saturday and Sunday are looking dry. Thank God for that. Highs 83 and 81, and back to work Monday. Looks like 81 there as well. Partly cloudy all those days. Not a lot of sunshine until Tuesday as of yet.
Okie dokie. Weather brought to you by Vision Banks in Fargo, North, South, and West Fargo. The bank with the dogs. Banking with Vision means you'll know your banker and have a relationship, not chatting with somebody on the planet somewhere. Who knows where your money is when it's on some app. Have a bank and a banker. Also brought to you by the Snooze Mattress Company. Snooze Mattress Company in Fargo. They're right on at 5050 13th Avenue South. Thing I like about the Snooze folks is they sell them all. I mean,
all the mattresses,
all of them, one
all
place.
The name brands, yep.
You can shop them on the website, snoozemattresscompany.com, by size, by comfort, by brand, by price, less than 300, over 3 grand, anything in between. They will get you sleeping well. Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, King Coil, Beauty Rest. There's a bed called Maloff. It's a European bed. So, I mean, they're like all different kinds. The options are crazy. And from Cal King, split Cal King, all the way down to twins, whatever you need. And they got the bases and all that stuff too. Call with any questions, and if you're shopping for a bed, just make them part of your, you know, of your route where you're shopping. Let them earn your business.
One-stop shopping.
That's it. 701-612-2728. 701-612-2728. Or easier, just go to snoozemattresscompany.com. Before we get out of here, a couple of texts. Kevin, got every one of my snow blowers running. New oil, new gas, and ran all 3,000 of them. Does anybody need 3,000 snow blowers? I'm just saying. I don't think you need three, but
just one good one, I think.
That's our friend in Fergus Falls that collects them. I hate that we're even talking about snow blowers right now, but you might want to get yours ready. You don't know.
Yeah, we had to go there.
Guys, I'm suspecting Ozempic has a lot to do with Kelly Clarkson's miracle in weight loss. Mm. Her and many more will suffer in time because of it. Yeah, that's right.
Most likely.
She took that stuff. Yeah, or they're taking it. I don't know. I just,
I wouldn't do it.
How about just figure out a way not to eat as much and move more?
Move more.
There you go. All right, we got to rock and roll out of here. We'll do it tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock again.
All righty. Have a great one. Scotty's up next, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
You got it. And we'll get an update from Dino, see how he's doing when he gets back tomorrow, too. Need to Know Morning Show on the Flag. Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow.